Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream. In the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look.
Yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. Positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you the message. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life. From politics to the current events, economics and race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Peace and blessings. This is your girl, Bree, and you have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm coming to you live tonight, unscheduled and totally freestyling, because I happen to be preparing for this week's shows. And I got a couple of calls being distracted, pleasantly, of course. And there was a show on about why do men cheat with ugly women? So I was asked to give a listen to it, and I even posted up on my Facebook page the question, why do men cheat with ugly women? I kind of think that the question is a little off base. Why don't we deal with the root of the problem? Why do people cheat? Why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? Why do people cheat? You know, the number, 424-220-1862. The number, again, is 424-220-1862. There's so many things that I could say about this particular topic. I know for a fact that just being a woman, being heterosexual, and I have female listeners, I have friends, I have cousins that are females. In having conversations with them, I can even tell you one right off of the top of my head, a conversation that I was having recently with someone regarding this very topic. You could be in a relationship with a person, giving them everything that you think that they want. Because remember, when you're in the courting stages of the relationship, you always tend to listen to what the person is saying. You know, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? Then once you feel comfortable with the individual, you start talking about more intimate things. What's your favorite position? How do you like to be touched? What don't you like? You have these long, long, long conversations, and then somehow, some way, you wind up in a relationship with this individual. And then what happens? Months go by, and then something changes in the dynamic. Now, I'm leading, of course, to a story. And since we have some time, I'm going to take my time. Can I do that? Thank you very much. So, you have months and months that pass, and all of a sudden you see some things are changing. And I'm going to give you a story that someone shared with me last week. A woman met a man last year. They had long conversations on the phone. They spent quality time getting to know one another. And then suddenly, once they started dating on a regular basis, the man says to the woman, I want to be in an exclusive relationship. Exclusive relationship. Okay. So they enter into this exclusive relationship. And then suddenly, after a month or two into the relationship, she notices that things are changing in the relationship. Where they were very amorous with one another in the beginning of the relationship, now that's starting to fade. So she communicates with the guy and asks him, you know, what's the deal? What's going on? And he's sticking fast to nothing is happening. I'm just going through a little stress. I have some financial problems. I'm worried, blah, blah, blah. But in truth, from my understanding from this individual, he wasn't being honest. He wasn't disclosing what's really going on with him. Well, this woman suddenly discovered that he's living living within an alternative lifestyle. And it's just unfortunate that he didn't disclose that he had other types of preferences. It's my understanding that this gentleman likes rough sex, and he didn't share that information with the person that he was dating. She discovered this information. She confronted him about it. And I don't have to tell you, the relationship slowly but eventually ended. I think people cheat because they don't come to the table telling the truth about who they are and what their real expectations, realistic expectations of the relationship are. If you like a particular type of meal, and this is the type of meal that you're comfortable with, then that's what you should tell the other person. You should not try to be something that you are not just for the sake of companionship. It is very unfair. I don't know what you all think about it. I think it's unfortunate it happens every day in our culture. It is not gender specific. It is not culturally specific. It is not, it knows no color. If you have no integrity, you will cheat. If you have no integrity, you will lie. People lie, people cheat. Is it right? No. No. And I want to know what you all think about that. So I'm going to ask you all to call in 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bree Life Radio on Facebook and Bree Life Radio on Twitter. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we return, hopefully we'll have a caller to further discuss this a phenomenon. And this commercial should really sum it up.
The movie Think Like a Man is a comedic look at how gender communications is highly nuanced. For me, the operative word in the title is think. We just don't think.
Don't think.
We don't think before we speak.
We don't think about how things sound.
We don't think
about how others feel.
While the debate may continue to rage if men and women can think like each other, I think if we gave a little thought to just one thing, what if we could just
think
about one small thought? What if we could just care, as in care about how the other person thought about how we think about them? What a tongue twister. Today's episode has been brought to you by the upcoming blockbuster movie, Act Like You Care. What do you think? This has been Mark Said It in Under a Minute.
Under a Minute.
And we're back. Again, not just acting like you care. Let's talk about just basic communication. That is the foundation of everything that we do. It is cliche. We hear it all the time. Communication is the foundation of a relationship. Cheaters say that. People who cheat typically say that. So what do you think? Again, the number, the call-in number is 424-220-1862. I know that this wasn't a planned show, but after the calls that I received and actually listening to the show for about 15 minutes, I thought that it was an important topic to not be, not to align myself with the with any other show, because these brothers are talking about why do men cheat on ugly women. I mean, I'm sorry, why do men cheat with an ugly woman? I heard things such as a man cheats with an ugly woman because he might currently be in a relationship with someone, and this man thinks that he can actually get away with it. So that's why a man will cheat. I don't necessarily agree. Firstly, I don't agree with the concept that all people cheat, that all men cheat. I would like to believe, and I'm still holding fast to the ideology and the theory that there are some integral men still left in the world. The same would weigh on the flip side of the table with men saying, well, if men are cheating, if they're heterosexual, who are they cheating with? They're cheating with women. So how do we know that these women are not aware, or that are aware, that these men who are cheating have wives and girlfriends at home, or they're in committed relationships? We know that that's not a phenomenon, too, that most men or some men who decide that they're going to cheat disclose that they're currently in a relationship. I hear men, I have heard men say, I'm not the type of man that's going to walk looking over my shoulder, that if I have to cheat on you, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let you go. That sounds good in theory, but I think we all know that that doesn't happen typically. That if a person has it in their heart, and you know what, I want to quote an Essence article that I read many years ago. I think it was the first time that Will and Jada were the featured cover story. And something that Will Smith said that was so poignant, and I have quoted this statement so many times. When a person gives themselves an option to leave the marriage, leave the relationship, go outside of the relationship, it is almost certain that that is what they will do. I really believe that. I have been cheated on before, and I often wonder sometimes what did I had wondered. Let me reel that back and say it again. I had wondered a lot. I had often thought, what did I do to cause this individual to cheat on me? Was I not talking enough? Was I not cooking enough? Was I not cleaning enough? Was I not loving him enough? Was I not giving him enough loving? In the final analysis, I really thought that I did my very best. I tend to be a communicator, so, you know, I was saying the things that need to be said. But sometimes when a label is put on you, you tend to shut down and you no longer want to communicate. See, instead of talking about why do men cheat with ugly women or why do men cheat, you still haven't addressed the nucleus of the problem. If there are several things that are going on that are broken, two people are challenged with in their relationship, and they're not talking about it, they're not trying to resolve it, they're not exhausting all the options and possibilities to fix what's broken, it's going to stay that way. And then that's when you open yourself to the possibilities of going outside of your relationship. Well, I'm going to take a station break, and when we return, hopefully we'll have a caller that we can share our ideas and our thoughts on this topic. Again, the call-in number is 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. We're back. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. And again, this was an unplanned freestyle show. We're talking about why do people cheat? Why do people cheat? You know, I just saw a picture that I shared on my Facebook page, and it says, life is short. Feel beautiful already. The concept that a man would cheat with an ugly woman, I'm just not buying into that. I think people cheat for a variety of reasons. If we want to talk about men right now, we could talk about men. We could talk about men that cheat because maybe their spouse is subject to the economy. And now the spouse who used to earn maybe $100,000 plus more a year is now only bringing home an unemployment check. Or maybe her unemployment has run out. But the things that haven't run out is the shortage of bills. Finances is one of the two top reasons why people eventually cheat on one another. Financial pressure in a relationship is not gotten under control will eventually destroy a relationship. It will destroy a marriage. But it's still not right. Just like you should talk about what your expectations and likes and dislikes are when it comes to the intimacy between you and your partner, before you get married, before you decide to cohabitate with your partner, you should discuss what are your spending habits? What is your theory and your ideology on spending? Do you say? You believe in paying your bills when they come in. These are the things that are important to discuss with your partner before you get married so that you are not facing the potential of the stress of people. You can't answer your phone, the bills and disconnection notices coming in. You come home, the lights are not on. You come home, the cable's not on. I have a friend who is a police officer. He was with his wife for 4 years. His wife never worked. In the 40-plus years that she's been on the Earth's surface, she never had a job. But because he worked so many hours, he trusted his spouse to take care of the home and to take care of the bills. And what did he do? He put the money in the bank and let her, or the money was going in the bank, direct deposit, and he allowed her to have the control to push the button on what gets paid and what doesn't, how things were managed. Well, one of the things that he told me that consistently happened is that he would come home from time to time and the cable would be off. Then he would come home in the wintertime after working doubles and there'd be no heat in the house. And there's no food. And I just don't know how this is possible. And he complained to me often. And I would be like, you know what? You cannot complain about this because you created this monster. And he was like, what are you talking about, Bree? You know I'm working and I'm trying to make things happen. I was like, yeah, but how do you turn your finances over to an incompetent individual who, mind you, has never worked, so doesn't have a concept of a check being, you know, putting in work for 40 or 80 hours in a pay period and getting a check with their name on it and understanding how those funds have to be dispersed? Well, you know what eventually happened? He met a woman in a bar. And he cheated on his wife. Yes. Again, I said he met a woman in a bar because when he got off from work, he did not feel like he wanted to go home. And what did he do? Went to a bar after work, made friends with this woman. They eventually started seeing one another. She knew he was married. And what happened? He cheated on his wife because he wasn't happy at home because the finances was out of control. Men cheat. Those who place themselves in first the mind space and then a physical space to cheat do it for a plethora of reasons. But finances is a sure killer to end a relationship. Okay, I have another story about a woman that's with a man that's not taking care of himself, has all type of health issues. Eventually, affecting his libido. Doesn't want to be intimate with his wife. What happens? Because they're not communicating, or she's communicating. She's saying, you know, what can I do? What do you want me to do? Maybe you can go to the doctor. Can't you eat better? So maybe you don't have to take the medication that affects the sex drive and the libido and the this and the that. And all of those things, eventually, what happens? He's not working with her. Shuts the communication down, won't talk to her, won't touch her, won't deal with her. So what does she do? She gets bored. She goes on the internet. She meets somebody. They start talking. The person on the other end is making her feel good about herself because her husband's not. And then what happens? They meet. Now they really digging one another. Because they both like what they see. They get closer, they spend more time with one another, and then what happens? She cheats on him. People cheat for a host of reasons. I believe that we can't do better until we know better. And how does one know better? You have to learn something. You have to talk to your partner. You have to be honest with your partner. You can't just don't talk. Because, you know, anybody could talk. I'm talking to you right now. But you have to be concise. You have to be honest. Why do we waste so much time bullcrapping one another when life is so short? It is so very short. I don't know. People, I know this wasn't a planned show. I wasn't planning on doing a show. I was actually planning the show for this week. But I believe that sometimes you have to seize the moment. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take another commercial break. And the commercial that I'm going to play for you is typical of what happens when you're in the beginning of the getting to know stages with an individual. You can call into 424-220-1862.
This one's for you, Alex Stoney and Gigi, the representative. You know, the person who is, but they ain't. Now, remember, the representative can be good. They might be able to represent for 4 years or might get her done in 2 weeks. They have a sparkling smile. Best foot forward, great humor. The one you want to take home to mama. But if you got a minute, stick around. You'll get a chance to see the frog, ribbit, ribbit, swallow your princess. You were just in the fitting room, getting ready for that wedding. Okay, now, I'm going to need you to hold your horses. Slow down. You got to know that all that glitters ain't gold. It ain't even gold-plated. So this is what I'm going to need you to do. Start seeing who's in front of you before they get under you. This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
How poignant. Understand who is with you before they get under you. I believe that's what Mark said. But still apropos. Again, you could call in to 424-220-1862. You're talking about cheating. And why do people do it? I'd love to hear what you have to say. And I want to thank the caller and just acknowledge the caller from the 770 area code. I know that is Hotlanta telephone number, and I do love my Hot Atlanta listeners. They're great supporters of the Bree Life radio show. And so we're talking about cheating. What does anyone want to say? Hey, should I bring the caller from 770 on the line just to see what he or she might have to say? Peace and blessings, you reached the Bree Life radio show. I'm your host, Bree. We talk about cheating, unplanned freestyle show. You want to say anything, caller?
I love you.
You love me. I didn't hear that. Could you just say that a little louder so our listeners can hear you?
I love you, Bree.
I love you too. So, you've heard me for the last 25 minutes ramble on about this topic like it's such a phenomenon when we both know it's not. Typically, I don't do Tuesday shows, as I'm sure you might know. Oh, I'm sorry, Monday shows, because I'm looking at football, but I'm planning out the shows for the week. And I got a call from show supporter that there was a show on that was talking about why do men cheat with ugly women. And I actually listened to the show for 15 minutes. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Some of these men, I mean, all of the men on the show, you know, I'm not going to belittle them or downgrade them because I'm sure that they are all very intelligent. They were speaking very intellectually, but I didn't agree with their theories. I didn't agree with their theories. And I just want to know, what do you think? Why do you think, well, since you're a man, tell me and our listening our listeners out there, why do you think men cheat? Hello?
Yeah.
Tell me why you think men cheat.
To satisfy different needs.
To satisfy different needs. Okay. Well, don't you think that it would be more, it would be better if this person would talk to their partner and tell them what they feel their needs are and give their partner the opportunity to say, okay, I can try to, or I can attempt to, or I will give you this and sit back and wait and see if things improve before you feel that you have to go to such an extreme, not you specifically, but the person that or people that you may be speaking in reference to.
Well, like you can sit here and you can talk all day, but if no actions follow, it's pointless. I mean, the hot air is just flowing. I mean, you're sitting here and you're talking, you're sitting here saying, yeah, I could do that, yeah, I'll try, I'll do my best. But if you don't follow through with it, I mean, how does that make me feel? I mean, you don't care.
Okay.
You know, about
okay.
Certain feelings.
And you're absolutely right. So then don't you think that at that point some other options should be exercised instead of cheating? How's about, you know, I'm not a proponent of and support just throwing your hands up and walking away. I don't support that. I think you should ride it out. I think you should exhaust every possibility before you do such a thing. But
I myself have been in that situation where, you know, and I've done that for years, you know, where I'm sitting here, you know, it's you, it's all about you, and I'm going to try to do my best to make sure that this works. If it doesn't work, then it's time to move on. Now, I mean, I've been in that mode for so long that I'm, you know, you sitting here got me thumped while put me on to sit here and try to assist in trying to answer this question. But, you know, I can sit here and I can talk to you, you know, to try to avoid going out there, whether it's an ugly woman, whether it's a pretty woman, going out of your home and cheating with another person. I mean, it is wrong. But I can say and I can try to talk to avoid that. But if you don't, I mean, I'm going to do my part, but if you're not doing your part, where does that leave us? I mean, me personally, I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and try to put a situation at hand and then just make things worse than what it already is.
Huh. Okay.
No, you know,
I'm sorry?
You had so many conversations about this. It's ridiculous.
And you know what? We're going to continue having conversations about this until the end of time, or until Jesus come back, or both, because this is just how men and women tend to operate. This is the choice that some people tend to exercise. There are, right now, I know someone who is in a relationship with a married woman. She lives with her husband, but here's the thing: her husband goes out on the road quite a bit, and her husband makes a lot of money. This person doesn't make as much money. You think she's going to leave her husband that's taking care of her well? Going to leave her husband for
It's an investment, so she's holding on to that investment. He's always out, so he's not really doing his part with his wife, so she's going to get it elsewhere. I know about that.
So bad. That ain't great. I mean, listen, I was a spouse that got cheated on. I don't support that. You're not happy? Leave me. Don't cheat on me. Because it took many years for me to get over that and not be angry anymore. And I'm not saying I was perfect, but I was a good wife. And I don't think I deserved that. And again, like I said, the foundation of our problems wasn't because we didn't get along, that we didn't have things in common, because we were very close. The finances started getting out of control and started putting pressure on the both of us. I lost my job as a result of the World Trade Center. And, you know, he was used to someone bringing home more money than he was. And then when all the financial weight fell on his shoulders, he couldn't handle it. And he started placing blame and started acting poorly, having an attitude. Then the distance grew. And, I mean, I'm just giving you a little snapshot. I mean, there was other things that led up to the demise of our relationship. But the biggest problem that we had was money. Our ideologies about it were different. How we spent it was different. What we, you know, the savings was different. Everything was different. And I don't blame him, 100%. I blame myself, too, because I was young and I didn't ask enough questions. I didn't do enough due diligence. And that's one of the things that I try to share with the audience and anyone that I meet, young people that are just, you know, leaving their mama's house and starting out life, that, you know, when you come to live with one another, before you do that, have some very detailed, intelligent conversations about money and about what the expectations are about it. Because when you don't have enough of it, it tends to be a problem, especially if you both don't share the same ideology about it. That's the worst thing. You've got to find, you know, you talk about sex being the most important thing in a relationship. No, because if you're planning on spending your life with a person, yeah, sex is important. Hell yeah. But you know what? Most people don't pay their bills with sex. Most people, okay? So, you know, you have to really, really ask some questions and pay attention. Because there's always signs in the beginning that we tend to overlook because We like the package that's in front of us. We like how the person look and how they smell, how they touch us, how we feel when they're around us, all that stuff. And we get distracted with all that and forget all the practical things. It's the practical things that last longer in a relationship than the intangibles, than the material things. Those things don't last. They depreciate. Even sex over time. So, you know, not to say it's gloom and doom when you're married for an extended period of time that, you know, sex gets worse or non-existent. Or no, it's just not like it was in the beginning. You have to work at that. You know, you have to work at that, which is another foundational reason as to why people cheat. Now, if there's a particular type of sex that you enjoy having, or you enjoy a particular or particular in plural positions, you have to be verbal about that stuff. Because if you're not, after months and years, you know, and intimacy and sex and whatever you want to call it, doing the nasty, all that stuff, it gets dry. It gets boring. You know, men are not the only ones that get bored. I hear more men talking about it, about them getting bored, or that they're bored, or that their partner, you know, she's not this, she doesn't do that, you know. But women get bored, too. We ain't always happy with what's happening to us either, you know. But it's our responsibility to say something. So that's another reason why people cheat. What say you on that? Hello?
I hit you right on it. You know, I mean, I had a situation where my relationship was without a finance and no love. You know, I sat and I dealt with it, tried to make it better, did my part. I didn't care. I showed I cared. It wasn't enough. Certain things just wasn't enough. But I just chose not to cheat. There were other things involved. I went and I made sure I did my part in handling it. And when it was done, it was just, you know, time to move on. Thought I had an issue in regards to, you know, lovemaking. Found out I had no issue at all. There was something wrong in the relationship. But, you know, that's just me. And I sit here and talk about another man. It's been so long, you know, since I've been out there in the world just doing dirt. You know, I really can't say much. But, you know, you're on point.
I think the other reason, and it goes back to sex and sexuality. I think also there's another reason why people cheat is because there are questions that they have about their own sexuality. And, for instance, if a woman is bi-curious or she's always been attracted to women, but yet she lives a heterosexual lifestyle, and then she goes out and does this thing with another woman, that's another reason why people cheat, when their sexuality is in question. And in reverse, it's suspect and it's very dangerous because, you know, HIV throughout the African American throughout women who are African American. It's a very high percentage, and it usually happens to women who are in committed relationships or who are married. Either, you know, they become HIV positive or they have HPV. So men who are on the down low, who are going out there because they're bi-curious, bring these diseases home to their spouses. And then all of a sudden their spouses become, or their partners become ill. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about this not-so-phenomenon. Cheating. Why do people do it? On the Bree Life Radio Show.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those are there that get mad for holding matrimony. They got mad for holding matrimony.
And this?
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie.
We can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. I had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you do it. You do it. Something right.
Come on, Bree. Don't do it. Stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in, because we are about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
And we're back. You're listening to the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree. And we are talking about why do people cheat. Again, for the listeners who are just tuning in, I was not planning on doing this show today, airing a show today. I was actually working on upcoming shows. But a listener asked me to listen to a show that specifically asked the question, why do men cheat with ugly women? I have my own opinions about that I think I'm going to keep to myself. But I don't necessarily buy into the theory. What do you think about that, caller from Hotlanta?
What's your
caller
theory,
from Hotlanta?
What's your theories?
No, I want to know what you think.
Well, same here, same. I've been lost in the game. I don't know. You know.
Well.
Certainly, okay. You know, my wife, she doesn't, you know, do certain old things. Okay, well, you know, maybe I can find somebody else to do the old thing. You know, my wife doesn't do anal. Okay, maybe I want some anal. You know, I'll go find somebody who's willing to take it and, you know, do anal. Just to fulfill the need of, you know, being able to have sex for a long time, because I can't do that with my wife. I don't know.
Right. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are your theories? You say, well, keep to yourself. Why do you care? This is your show. Talk it out.
Don't be smart, Hotlanta. Well, my theory is that cheating is not specific to necessarily to how a person looks or their lack of luster, so to speak. Integrally, if you have it in your mind and in your character to want to go outside of your relationship, you're going to do it. I think that there seems to be a consensus amongst men that say that it's easier to get an ugly woman than it is to get a prettier one. That ugly women are less needy, low maintenance, they're more accommodating, no drama, they just happy to be with somebody. You know, the Eddie Murphy Umfufu concept. that may be with in some cases, but I tend not to think that, especially in today's climate. You know what I think? I think that people, especially because of the socioeconomic climate of the world right now, where there are not a lot of jobs and people don't have a lot of money, I think that there are those of us that tend to settle because a set of circumstances fiscally might be more pleasing. I don't know that it's just the aesthetics of a, or lack thereof of an individual. I'm not buying into this concept. Although I know in some cases it does exist. I think overall, though, I think both men and women tend to settle more so now today than before. Because you got to admit, I don't know about you, but 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when we were living in a more a sounder world where we weren't in two wars and we had a president that had a surplus and people were starting businesses, they weren't borrowing the money from their parents, as Romney would tell us to do. And people had jobs and unemployment was under 6%. We had more choices. We could choose differently about what we wanted to do and who we wanted to be with. I think now there are some people who are making more practical choices. They are being forced to make a practical choice. I think that, and then maybe, here's the theory, maybe some men consider an ugly woman a practical choice. I don't know, callers or listeners, what do you think about that? You can let me know by calling in the 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. I mean, what do you think about that, Hotlanta?
Boy, why, where's Mr. Mark from Houston? Why he ain't on there? He'd give you a whole bunch of answers.
Well, we love our support, our very special co-host Mark in Houston, Texas. But I believe right now Mr. Mark in Houston, Texas might be sleeping because his schedule doesn't allow his availability for tonight. And as I told you, and I might have mentioned to the listeners, this was definitely an impromptu freestyle. Again, I was planning our upcoming shows. I got a call, and someone also texted me to listen to this show, Why Do Men Cheat with Ugly Women? I even posted the question on my Facebook page. Let's see if anyone answered the question. Why do they think men cheat with ugly women? But you could also answer the question. You could feel free to answer. You could call me. 424-220-1862. I mean, you know, what do you, Atlanta, what do you think with what I said about the economy? And I think that now, you know, we're making people, not me, let me be clear, but there are some people who are making more practical choices about who they're with because of the economy.
Wow.
Atlanta?
Never thought like that.
Okay, but now that you've heard it, I want you to think about that a moment, and I'm going to read one of the responses that I got on Facebook from Alex. He says, it's not really a question of whether she's ugly or pretty. It just comes down to it being something different and how freaky they are. A different look, a different feel, a different scent, everything. Another woman is always willing to do what you want, what you want. There's more. Ooh, this is long. If you don't give your man oral sex, another woman will. If you don't give your man anal sex, another woman will. Calling her ugly is really a self-assurance mechanism used by the person being cheated on to make themselves feel better. However, if an ugly woman got your man, what does that make you? Well, callers, you heard it from Mr. Alex's mouth, but I'd be interested to know what you thought. So you could call in the 424-220-1862. Hotlanta, what do you think about our colleague, Alex, and what he said?
Well, it was just what I was saying earlier, you know, in regards to, you know, if your main person is not going to do what you're asking of, and, you know, there is somebody else that's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily be ugly, you know.
Right.
And it's another woman that you're, you know, going to be with. Another man you're going to be with, I mean, your significant other is not going to be involved in what you want to do, and somebody else will, or is willing to do it.
You're right. I feel that before you put yourself in that position to, with no pun intended, of course, to make that your choice or to exercise those options, you should be exercising other options. And if sex is, or a particular sexual act is the reason why you're not willing to do something sexually for your mate that he or her, I can't talk tonight, maybe it's the hour, him or her particularly, you know, is really wanting you to try or to do regularly, then you need to explain that to them and explain why. Also, here's another problem that happens with a man and woman, or two partners, is that, you know, the representative, going back to the commercial, the representative, oftentimes people say a lot of things to get you into a relationship for the mere sake of being in a relationship, because, they, of course, we're all seeking companionship. And they'll say, yeah, I'm, you know, I do this. I'll rock your world. I'll knock your socks off. I'll do all these things to you. And then when it's time to show and prove, you know, their absence. I mean, they left the building. That's really, really, you know, uncalled for. You know, why amp yourself up and then not live up to your height? It's just, you know, come on. That's also something typical that happens between men and women. They amp themselves up. They hype themselves up, and then they don't live up to their height. What about that, Hotlanta?
You and this Hotlanta thing.
Okay, I'm getting text messages from my beautiful co-host, Red Sable, and she says, okay, since when did Punani ever have a face? When men cheat, it's about a hot body and what's between the legs, and that's it. From what I hear, it's all pink in the middle. Oh, my God. So who cares if the face looks like a griddle? Well,
wow.
We can always count on our colleague and sister at arms, Red Sable, to give us some inflammatory yet colorful pink, with a pun intended, explanation for why she feels the way she does. That's why I love her so much. But, you know, I will be sure to bring this topic up on Wednesday when she's with us. As a matter of fact, since I'm on the air, I might as well let our listeners know what we're going to be talking about. Well, we're going to have a two-part segment. The main segment for Wednesday's show is going to be the state of education. Since President Obama's main, I would say one of the top two platforms that he's running his second term on, he feels very passionate about, to my understanding, is education. He's done a lot so far with regards to Pell Grants and TAP and assisting in getting loans extended for those who are going to school and interest rates for student loans down. But we're going to be talking about his platform, his educational platform. We're going to be joined with Timothy James of the New York State Assembly. He is a special assistant at the New York State Assembly and in the Department of Education. Also, we're going to be joined with our longtime supporter of the Bree Life Radio Show. He has been on the show several times, one for a very hot topic, which is what does it mean to be black in America now? We had a three-part series that George Cook participated in, and also our Hackley versus Wade. He was also a guest on that show. So we're looking very forward to these two gentlemen to come on and give us their take on what the state of education is. By the way, George Cook is the president of the Board of Education in Hillside, New Jersey. Our second segment is going to be on how old is too old to be sexy and to flaunt it blatantly. You know, it's my understanding that Mama Jones, Rick Ross's mother, has come out with a new fragrance called Pool Cash. Hotlanta, did you hear about that?
Nah.
Yeah. She's come out with a fragrance that supposedly smells like punani, for a better label, because I'm not going to say the other word, and cash, money. Now, who in the world would want to walk around with that fragrance on their body? I don't know. But we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how old is too old to blatantly flaunt your sexuality. And we're going to be joined with three women that are in their 40s, 50s, no, I'm sorry, 50s, 60s, and 80s to chime in on this topic. Because, you know, they also have an opinion about how young women walk around today and how women in their age ranges tend not to realize that they are mature. So we're going to discuss that. And right now, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up our show on cheating. Why do people do it? So we'll be right back.
You can always do better, but can you really be better? The mistake many people make is that they live a life trying to be better. They pursue degrees, physical fitness, physical. Group acceptance. Well, relationships. Trying to be better. The search for validation is draining and never ending. It is as elusive as a carrot outstretched before a horse. It's unattainable. Yet, we continue to run. We never accomplish enough. We never acquire enough.
It's never good enough.
We never try enough. And in our attempts to be better, we unwittingly tell ourselves we aren't enough. After all, who attempts to be better when they know they are enough? What's more than enough? Well, this is enough, and it's been Mark said it in under a minute.
Very poignant. Yes, enough already. So, in wrapping up this, again, impromptu freestyle of why do people cheat, here's what I say. If you're currently cheating, stop it. Why don't you just put some time into fixing what may not be right or perfect in your existing relationship? What a concept that you would do the work. I don't want to tend to sound like holier than thou, because I'm not. I am deeply flawed. But I just feel that if we have found someone, and we are lucky enough to find someone. I think, you know, Richard Pryor said it best. You know, if somebody loves you, you are lucky MF. And you really shouldn't take that lightly. So why not just try to do what you can to make it work by communicating, by being honest. What a concept if you would just exercise those two behaviors. You never know what could happen. You know, there's a theory among some men, that if they're honest with a woman to tell them that they're dating somebody else or that they may be in a relationship with someone else, that the person that they're interested in, that they're trying to push up on, probably wouldn't want to be with them. Well, here's what I say. This is my theory. Out of 10 women that you ask to be with you under those set of circumstances, you're almost guaranteed that 3 are going to say, okay, what's up? Let's do this. So if you have to ask 10 to get 3 yeses, isn't it better just to be honest about who you are, what it is that you want, where you're coming from, what your expectations are. Because you got to put a whole lot of work into cheating. Because to cheat, you got to lie. You got to be strategic. You got to have resources. You got to do a lot of manipulating.
A lot of time.
And you got to, that's right, brah. You got to have a lot of time. A lot of time. So, you know, why spend all that time doing all of that when you can apply the time to fix what may be broken in your relationship? And guess what? After you have genuinely tried to repair, to do your due diligence, to do your part in trying to repair, and it didn't work, then guess what? You can walk away knowing that you at least tried and that you were honest and you carried yourself with integrity. I don't know. I might just be talking out of the side of my neck. I'm sure some of you may think that. But, you know, I'd like to think that there are still some integral people in the world. I think I have one on the line with me.
You know you do.
In closing, this very inflammatory, this very controversial, impromptu topic, I want to thank all my listeners. I want to thank my caller, and I want to leave you with peace and blessings. I look forward to you participating in our show on Wednesday. Again, that's going to be a show on the state of education. We're going to be joined with Timothy James and George Cook. My guest co-host is going to be Red Sable. And, of course, you know what Thursdays are, baby. It's the freestyle. Freestyle Thursdays, and we're going to do it with a twist. I want you callers to email me at brielifradio@gmail.com. That's BRILIFE radio@gmail.com with your throwback song. You send it to me with a shout out or a request, and I'll play it. So, in my parting, I just want to leave you with peace and blessings. I love you all on purpose, and I am out.
Yeah, yeah, Adrian, in the building, shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in, look.
Yes, sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics, so if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on, and maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building, straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states, west coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging that gold, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all 4 points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's for real, baby.